you left any out, have you? Good morning. Great to see you all here in worship today. A very special welcome to all of you, especially those of you who might be visiting with us today. If you live in the area and are looking for a church to call your very own home, we'd love to have you join us here at Atonement. Just speak to me and we'll make sure that happens. And if you are traveling on this holiday weekend, we pray for safe travel and a joyful homecoming for you. Today we're doing a traditional service of lessons and carols, something that we typically do the Sunday right after Christmas, so I hope you warmed up your singing voices in the shower this morning. I mentioned that to Pete out there earlier, and he said it wasn't his week to take shower, so that's why he's standing out there. We're not letting him in. As always, when we gather for worship, the sacrament of Holy Communion is offered as a central part, and all of you are invited to come and have your faith fed and refreshed through the gifts God gives us at his table today. Because Tammy hasn't figured out a way to both play the piano and direct the choir at the same time, we're welcoming Janice Chen today to play to accompany the choir. So thank you for being here, Janice. Your 2019 offering envelopes are now in your mailboxes out there. You're welcome. You can throw away your old ones just in case your number has changed. Peggy told me that that hasn't happened, but just in case, to keep the counters squared away, they're kind of a damn sponge. Those of you who do direct deposit, like Darcy there, your numbers have changed. So there's a letter in your mailbox about that from Peggy, all right? And anybody else that does direct deposit, check your mailbox. There's a letter from Peggy for you in there. Before I turn it over to others, I want to say thank you to those of you who contributed the poinsettias to beautify the sanctuary. They're obviously still very lovely, and today is the day that you get, one way or another, they're leaving. So if you want to take some home, you want to deliver one to a neighbor, whatever, today they're gone. Linda.
Good morning. Just a reminder that our memoir writing class starts next week. It's from 1 till 3:30.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, yes, thank you. We are meeting in the narthex. We've limited the class to 15, so it'll be an intimate group. We do have room for more, so just a few more could sign up today with me. And I'll send out emails to remind everyone to come at that time. Memoir writing is, of course, telling short stories about what you remember. And Larry, our instructor, will be giving us prompts, whether it's music or some little saying or a poem or something that will jog us, our memories, to go back in time. And then it is on those topics that we will write. We write for 10 minutes. We don't put our pencil down. We do not spell check. We do not make corrections for grammar. We just keep writing. And it can be like a page and a half by the time the 10 minutes is up. So come join the fun. It's really relaxing.
Thank you. And Darcy.
Yes. Good morning. I think you folks are about the first ones in the city to, or maybe even the county, to know about this. But beginning January 28th, there will be a Prevent Type 2 Diabetes class series that will be starting at the Newport 60 Plus Activity Center. And I will be facilitating the group. And it is an evidence-based program from the Centers for Disease Control. It's been shown that if you have been told or you're at risk for having pre-diabetes, you can reduce your risk of developing diabetes by up to 70% by some of the techniques that we're using in this class. It's basically exercise and some weight loss. So, but 70%, and that can save add years to your life and save lots and lots of healthcare dollars. So there'll be a flyer in your bulletins next week. I've got this flyer on the tables out front. And if you have questions or need more information, I'd be a good contact person. Thanks.
Thank you, Darcy. Does this have any connection with all those Christmas cookies I ate this year?
Actually, not necessarily.
Not so much. Well, that's good to know. I won't stop eating them then. Any other announcements this morning? If not, please stand for the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. We sing joy to the world.
Thank you.
us pray. Gracious God of heaven and earth, you have thrown a lifeline to us in our darkness, a beam of light that shines through Jesus. Though born in a manger, he is the firstborn of all creation. Though crucified on a cross, he is the Lord of life. Fill us with the wonder and joy of his presence in the world and in our hearts. Amen. You may be seated. I would invite the children to come forward for the children's message. In the paper? Huh? Was that the hospital? In your newspapers, there's a monthly Samaritan thing. The Mann family is featured in that. I don't know why they didn't put you on the cover. That was a beautiful picture. So did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of it? Your Barbie doll ultimate dream house. Wow. Who else got a Barbie doll ultimate dream house? No? What was your favorite present? You don't know. All of them were special. Those socks that you got were just your favorites, right? You get any socks? I did too. What about you? Did you get anything special? Socks. Get some toys too? Some good ones? How about you? What was your favorite present? Say that again. A shark? 40 great white sharks. 4D. I'm an old man. I got bad hearing. 4D great white shark. That sounds a little frightening to me. How about Rockland? What did Rockland get for Christmas? Did you get some babies? Rockland's not talking to me today. And you?
I got a fingerling dragon.
A dragon?
A fingerling one.
A fingerling. I don't know what that is, but I'm glad you got it. So, all the presents are opened?
Yeah.
Where'd the wrapping paper go? Mine all went in the trash. Did yours go in the trash? Yeah. So that's gone. Is your Christmas tree still up?
Yes.
Yeah? How much longer do you think it'll be up? Just a few more days, right? It seems like Christmas is over, isn't it? In fact, lots and lots of people have said to me since Christmas, aren't you glad that Christmas is over?
No.
You were pretty sad because you got some clothes. Clothes are good. I want to tell you that lots of people have said that to me. Aren't you glad that Christmas is over? And you know what I always say? Christmas is never over. Because the greatest gift that we got for Christmas was Jesus, right? And did Jesus go away? No, Jesus lives right here, doesn't he? And because Jesus lives right here in all of our hearts and lives, not in your purse, but in all our hearts and lives, Christmas is every single day, right? Let's pray. Dear God, we do thank you for sending Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, and we do thank you that he lives within us and fills us with your love each and every day. Help us to live in that love and help us to share the good news of that love with all our friends so that they can come here and join us in worshiping you too. Bless these children today and always and keep them in your care. Amen. Thanks, kids. That'd be a lot of Jesus's, wouldn't it? Yep. Don't ask me to explain, but it's true. The first reading in our service of lessons and carols is from Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its root. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. We sing number 253, "He Came Down."
Light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts has done this. We sing, O Come, Emmanuel, verses 1 through 4, number 257.
Shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We sing, Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming, number 272.
Mm-hmm.
fourth reading from Micah 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. We sing Once in David's Royal City, number 269.
Chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. We sing "The Angel Gabriel from Heaven Came," number 265.
Thank you.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss them quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Our next carol is "That Boy Child of Mary," number 293.
Seventh reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven,
the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. We sing on Christmas night, number 274.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We sing "Angels from the Realms of Glory," number 275.
Thank you.
ninth reading from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Please stand as we sing verse 1, 3, and 5 of the Father's Love Begotten.
Thank you.